Lindsay Piper Loomis here. Thank you so much for joining in. I'm just going to make sure that everything is operating properly on this end. So I wanted to talk to you today about the weaponization of government against Americans at the local level. So a lot of people will say, how did we get to where we are, right? How did we get to the point that we are? Well, there's a lot of reasons that we got to the place that we are at the national and the international level, the amount of corruption and the highest forms of government. It happens at the local level first. It really does. And so a lot of people will, you know, go about their business as Americans would like to do, just to be left alone to live their lives. But what happens is when this takes place, excuse me, guys, when this takes place and, you know, we're thinking, at least the mindset has been for a long time, that you elect someone in that gave you a bunch of incredible campaign promises, that they're going to do what it takes to make sure that your small business is protected, taxes are low, government is limited, you know, all these things, right? But then you have things that take place that don't look like that. And they try to kind of sneak it underneath the rug so you don't find out about it. But the great thing about technology, at least one of the great things that we have about technology, is that you find out more or less what's going on. So I want to talk about the weaponization of government, right, at the local level. The Somerville Town Council, which is located in Somerville, South Carolina. This is actually where my personal small business resides. This is actually where we call home, one of the locations anyways. And so what they're doing tomorrow, April 10th, at 6 p.m., they are bringing this ordinance. It's an ordinance to amend the Town of Somerville, Chapter 16, Article 1, by adding a new Section 16 entitled Hate Intimidation. Whereas the resident and visitors of the Town of Somerville Town are a diverse collection of individuals representing a multitude of races, colors, creeds, religions, ancestries, sexual orientation, gender identities, physical and mental disabilities, and national origins. And whereas the Town of Somerville values and wishes to protect its residents and visitors, irrespective of their race, color, creed, religion, ancestry, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, physical or mental disability, or national origin. And whereas crimes that are motivated by bias or hate towards any person or persons in whole or in part because or the actual perceived race, color, creed, religion, ancestry, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, physical or mental disability, or national origin of any person are an affront to the values held by the town. And whereas the state of South Carolina has yet to adopt a statewide hate crime legislation and is only of the two states in the United States who have yet to adopt such protections for its citizens and visitors, which is good. We don't want that because the Constitution is enough. You know, Representative Gary Brew in Dorchester County, who actually was a sponsor of the hate crimes bill in South Carolina, said that the Constitution actually needed reinforcement. He said it in a Facebook post. Whereas the Town of Somerville desires to enact a new section of its code of ordinances in order to protect its residents and visitors and deter crimes motivated by bias or hate towards any person or persons in whole or in part because of the actual or perceived race, color, creed, religion, gender, ancestry, sexual orientation, gender identity, physical or mental disability, or national origin of any person, and provide separate appropriate penalties. So this is additional penalties on top of regular penalties, additional to the punishment for the underlying violation of the ordinances of the town. And whereas Somerville Town Council has the authority to enact new sections of its code of ordinances when deemed to be in the best interest of the citizens of the town. This is not in the best interest of the town. This is what communism looks like. This is what started when the Nazis started creeping in across Europe. This is the type of crap that they were pulling. This is how it begins. Don't tell me not to compare Hitler and the Nazis. This is the type of socialist and communist tendencies that come forward and stuff. So anyways, it's just horrible. But anyways, it says Somerville Town Council has the authority to enact new sections of its code of ordinances when deemed to be in the best interest of the citizens of the town and now desires to do so as displayed before. Let me tell you something. Somerville Town Council is not the authority. Who is the authority? Where does the government belong? In the hands of the people. Yes, we elect representatives to govern constitutionally, but also to govern according to what the people want, as long as it's not a violation of the Constitution, right? This is not what the citizens of the town of Somerville want. Therefore, be it ordained by the mayor and the members of the town council duly assembled, the above recitals are hereby incorporated into this ordinance to the same extent as if set out verbatim. Chapter 16, Article 1 is hereby amended, adding a new section 16 so that it will hereafter read Section 16, Hate Intimidation. A person who violates Chapter 16, Article 1, Section 16 of the Town of Somerville Code of Ordinances, any act or omission which is prohibited or declared unlawful under the Town of Somerville Code of Ordinances, or any provision of the state law within the municipal limits of the Town of Somerville with the intent to intimidate a person or persons in whole or in part because of the actual or perceived race, color, creed, religion, ancestry, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, physical or mental disability, or national origin of any person is guilty of the separate offense of hate intimidation. So this is an added charge, and shall be punished as provided in item B herewithin. Sentences shall run consecutive to one another unless the court specifies on the record good cause why they should run concurrently. The tier of fact, whether a jury or the municipal judge, if the defendant waives his or her right to a jury trial, must find the defendant guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. A person cannot be found guilty of hate intimidation unless he or she is first convicted under the underlying crime, and hate intimidation may not be used as a standalone crime. Fines imposed under this section for contemporaneous or concurrent violations of this section shall be assessed for each violation. One, a violation of this section shall be a misdemeanor and punishable by a fine if not more than $500 and or imprisonment of not more than 30 days. The sentence imposed must be consecutive to the sentence for the underlying criminal offense unless the court articulates on the record the reasons why the sentences should run concurrently. The court may impose community service or participation in an educational program for violation of this section. Any sentence may be suspended upon completion by the defendant of appropriate education, counseling, or community service employment as ordered by the court. The court may also designate all or part of the imposed fine be directed to the support of programs designed, are you ready? Designed to combat bias, so diversity, equity, and inclusion, communism 101, based on ethnicity, national origin, color, religion, sexual orientation, gender and gender identity, or physical or mental disability. Restitution, and then C, restitution authorized in addition to the penalties provided for above. The court may order restitution up to the limits of the court's jurisdiction for damages sustained by the victim of this offense directly related to the commission of the crime, which may include compensation for medical bills, counseling, or therapy, or damage to property sustained by the victim as a result of the underlying criminal offense. And so it is ordained. So the mayor of the town of Somerville is Russ Touchberry. He's a fake Republican. This is the document that they're pushing forward. This is a violation of your First Amendment rights. The Constitution is very clear that, you know, people can be offended or upset about beliefs, whether they're accurate or not, as Mr. Joe Cowley has clearly outlined multiple times. But that's not a crime. And so this is saying that, you know, basically, if this is signed and put into place, if someone accidentally misgenders someone in the town of Somerville, and that person wants to sue that business, that employee, that's basically what it's saying, and they're found guilty, then not only are you going to be charged for the regular crime, but you can be also charged for a hate crime and pay the penalties and the consequences for that. And additionally to that, then guess what happens? Then the restitution that you're paying can go to help pay for therapy. So what if it's a kid that is battling gender dysphoria and someone accidentally misgenders them and they sue? Well, then you're paying a therapist who's treating that child for gender dysphoria. Now, I would tell you that therapist is probably doesn't deserve their medical license at all. Because if they're allowing children to go through any type of gender transition, reassignment surgeries, puberty blockers, chemical castration, any of that stuff, that's actually sexual grooming, which leads to some horrific other crimes. And that person should be criminally prosecuted. And upon a guilty verdict, they should get the death penalty. Anytime you mess with a children's identity like that, I don't care if you're socially transitioning or you're medically trying to transition them. If you're a parent, you're an educator, you're actually chopping off the penis or the breast or whatever. But let me get back on track here. This is communism. This is what it looks like in your own backyard. So what are you going to do about it? Well, tomorrow there's a meeting. I'm going to actually get you the contact information for these people so you can actually contact them and let them know that you don't want this garbage in the city of South Carolina. So I'm going to give all of this to you, right? So you can contact Mayor Touchberry and let's see if he has an email. It doesn't look like he has an email. You can reach council contact information. Here we go. All right, here's all the information for you. Mayor Russ Touchberry, 843-693-8707. His email is rtouchberry@somervillesc.gov. That's Russ Touchberry, mayor. Phone number 843-693-8707. Council District 1 is Aaron Brown, 843-609-9482. Again, that number is 843-609-9482. His email is abrown@somervillesc.gov. Council District 2, Tiffany Johnson-Wilson, phone number 843-735-8377. I highly doubt she's going to support this. If she does, I would be shocked. 843-735-8377. Email T as in Tiffany Johnson at somervillesc.gov. County Council District 3 is vacant. There's a special election April 2nd. So that's already happened. I'm not sure why they haven't updated that yet, but Council District 4, Richard G. Waring the 4th, 843-607-6029. Again, 843-607-6029. That's R as in Richard Waring, WARING, at somervillesc.gov. Council District 5, Kima Garten-Schmidt. I highly doubt that she's going to sign this. I would also be shocked. Or Kima, it's K-I-M-A. Her phone number is 843-821-9337, 843-821-9337, KGARTEN-SCHMIDT@somervillesc.gov. Council District 6, Bob Jackson, 843-810-0449, 843-810-0449. And that's B as in Bob Jackson at SomervilleSC.gov. Listen, I know that it seems harsh that I'm saying that this stuff is, you know, happening at this level, and that, you know, I've brought up this is how stuff began with the communist takeover with Hitler, but I'm not comparing the full extent of the war, but I'm saying this is how this stuff starts to happen, is this type of thing. So, you know, if you have a child that accidentally misgenders another child, if they have a job in the downtown area, is that child going to be criminally prosecuted? With this law in place, I think so. I mean, we have to take a look at this. What are we teaching our children? That we define them by what they perceive they are? No, that's not the case. Now, you guys know I'm a believer. I believe that we're made in the image and the likeness of God, and that He determines our biological gender. It's whatever we're born with, whether we're male or female. And He doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't change His mind. It's not like, oh, I accidentally put Timmy in Sally's body. No, it's not how this works. So I'm going to ask you to think really hard about this. This is sick. These people, if they're actually willing to pass this piece of legislation, they should actually be criminally prosecuted, because this goes against our American Constitution. This is anti-American. This is America last. This is like communist 101. I'm so sick of it. So I'm asking, even if you don't live in the town of Somerville, South Carolina, I'm going to ask you to flood their emails through Peace, Law, and Order. Don't cuss at them. Don't yell at them. But send them emails. Phone. Call them and let them know that this is not what we want in America. This is not what it looks like. And this is in a super majority Republican state. I'm telling you, and everyone was so excited when this mayor was elected for Somerville as a alleged Republican. But this is not a constitutional republic value. This is not a biblical value. And this is actually putting businesses in harm's way. And actually giving government more power and weaponizing government against the American people if they don't agree with something that's going on. So this is just another communist tactic, and we need to step up, show up, and speak up that this is not okay. If you want to fix what's happening at the national level, you want to fix it, what's happening at the state level and at the even larger scale, it starts in your own backyard. So if you're not a part of our backyard, we still would love to have your help to get rid of this this whole situation, in the sense of like saying, no, we don't want this. We want to push back against this so strongly that they never even think about this again. Now, there are some other things that are going on this week. There are Republican debates for Dorchester County, for State House, and some other things. There's a lot of different shenanigans taking place inside of South Carolina right now. And so I'm going to do my best to keep you updated. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to ask that if you have watched this today, that you will share this. You can also go to my website, lynzy.co, and you can subscribe to my newsletter. You can also make a contribution if you want to help support the effort that we're doing to combat child trafficking. You can do a one-time contribution, or you can do a monthly reoccurring. That's up to you. There is a lot more things that I'm investigating right now that I can't talk about right now, but I'm really excited because there are some things that we had heard rumors about and we've been investigating, and it's really looking like an interesting thing. So I'm really excited. We're just figuring out all the next steps. The other thing I want to share with you is that if you are concerned about the protection of your data, of your phone, and not sharing information through like ads and things like that, I've shared before on this podcast, and there is an affiliate link actually listed on my website underneath the podcast. If you go to mark37.com/Lynzy, LYNZ, you can actually pick up your ghost phone. So this is a refurbished Android phone that the operating system has been completely wiped out of it. And then the Google chip that was inside of it was removed. And then it's had apps on here that were loaded up that won't track my information. I'm not being tracked by the Google operating system or by any other operating system. It's the lowest tracking as possible. And I actually, normally I don't have it here in front of me, but I do today. Actually, you can also get a ghost computer. So this is a refurbished Dell computer, and it's been completely wiped. So it doesn't have like the Microsoft operating system. So you can actually pick up a ghost computer. They've got different specifications. I also have a tablet. Don't have it in front of me right now, but you can go to mark37.com/Lynzy, LYNZ, and you can pick up a ghost phone. You can pick up a computer, a ghost computer, any of those things, and it works great. And you're not tracked. The software is free. And it's really user-friendly. So go check it out. The other thing that I have on my, that I have available actually on my podcast, on my website, lynzy.co, underneath the podcast links, there is underneath the affiliate links, there is actually a link to a boards, which will take you through looking at tower gardens. So whether you live in a little 100 square foot apartment, studio apartment, I don't even know if they make them that small, maybe smaller, or you live in a huge house or you live on a farm, you can actually grow your own produce. So a couple of years ago, it's almost been 2 years, we purchased 3 indoor tower gardens, hydroponics, and 4 outdoor. So with the things that are coming, this upcoming, you know, these seasons that are up and coming, we wanted to make sure that we could provide for our family, even maybe even our loved ones and people in our community. So we're growing our own food, and it's incredible. So if this is something that you're interested in, my husband is an incredible guru when it comes to growing. He's done all kinds of fun stuff. Right now we have a tower that is dedicated strictly to all these different types of peppers. There's some peppers that we didn't even know that we had. Anyways, it's so much fun, and it's growing like weeds, but it's really important. And then the other thing that I want to make sure that you check out, and this is going to be my last little plug for today. It's really, really important. Like, I can't stress the importance. If you have not seen the Flynn movie, I want you to go to this website. And I want you to grab this movie. Last night, my daughter and I went to Greer, South Carolina, and we went to go and watch the Flynn movie. And I've known General Flynn for I think a few years now, and the way that I met his family was actually through a mutual friend who's in heaven now, unfortunately. But she had said that these pastors were actually arguing over who was going to pray over General Flynn. And she said, "You're going to pray over him." And I said, "What?" You know, I was just thinking, what's going on? But it was his first public speech. And so that's actually how I met General Flynn. And then I met Mary, his sister. I met several members of the family. And so to be able to see this movie, it was so powerful, so, so powerful. And so you can go to flynnmovie.com, and I think you can pick it up there. But anyway, it really talks about his story. You know, so many people will say, well, he was arrested, he should have stayed in jail, but he was actually never arrested. He was never arrested. And the DOJ dropped the charges against him, right? Not only that, but after that was actually done, then Trump issued a pardon of innocence so that they couldn't come back and try to take him back through the ringer. So It's really powerful. He will be documented as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, general in American history. So I'm very thankful to be in the fight to combat against child trafficking with America's Future, with his sister Mary as the executive director. He's the chair of the of America's Future, but we have Project Defend and Protect Our Children, the Little Flower Advisory Board, excellent group of people on there. We're coming to every state in the nation and bringing a summit near you. So go to americasfuture.net, subscribe to the newsletters, and underneath the Project Defend and Protect Our Children tab, you'll see the schedule for which state we're going to next. So here in a couple of weeks, we'll be in Spokane, Washington. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate those of you that are supporting me and supporting, you know, restoring our constitutional republic and our Christian values in this country. And if you don't like it and you want communism or socialism, or you prefer, you're okay with women and girls being raped, maybe you should go to one of those countries and see how that fits your narrative. Because here in America, we are not okay with women and children being raped, or little boys. We're not okay with that. We're not okay with sexual grooming. We're not okay with that. And I'm also not going to behave when it comes to this stuff. So what I mean by that is I had a older male actually tell me to behave because I was in his town. And you know, like my places before a hot stove, barefoot and pregnant, absolutely not. That's really sexist if you ask me. So I'm excited to be in this fight to defend, protect the innocence of our children. I know there are so many kids and people going through maybe even worse than what I went through when I was trafficked. And I don't want our kids to face that. So that's why I'm fighting against this wretched piece of trash legislation or ordinance that is moved forward. And I'm letting people know in the community, I'm letting businesses know. I'm telling you, show up to that meeting tomorrow at 6. Don't do anything crazy, right? Meet through peace, law, and order, show up. There's a comment section. Tell them what you think. Don't cuss at them, but let them know. Let them know that this is not okay. If they like those types of laws, they can go live in another country that supports that agenda. You're not going to be welcome here if you're going to implement these communist laws. We're not going to stand for it. America is in a place of destruction right now, and this is the last thing we need. So thank you so much for tuning in. Please go to lindsay.co, contribute to the outlet, buy a book, and I look forward to seeing you soon. God bless.